Welcome to Strahaven, a town steeped in history, dating back to medieval times, brimming with stories of the past. This self-guided heritage trail, developed by the John Hastie Museum Trust, will lead you through the town's most significant historical landmarks, offering a glimpse into the events and people that have shaped this charming town over the centuries. Follow the map and take your time to explore each stop along the way. When you hear this noise, pause the audio recording and make your way to the next location and restart it once there. Let's go for a walk in the past. We are starting in the Common Green, the heart of the town today. It would once have hosted markets, fairs, and community gatherings. As this is not the oldest part of the town, can you imagine where the heart of the town might have been before? You'll find the memorial to Rifleman Kahn at the entrance to the main car park. Kahn was a German shepherd dog who pulled his handler, Lance Corporal Jimmy Muldoon, from the sea after German forces bombed their landing craft in 1944 during the Battle of the Scheldt. Kahn, awarded the PDSA Dickin Medal, was allowed to return with Muldoon to live in Strahaven. Now look across to the distinctive blue building of Strahaven Tea Room. How old do you think this building is? Look up to the central chimney stack. To the left, Gebbie and Wilson Solicitors, the oldest business in the town today, founded by William Gebbie in 1816. The plate on the wall shows the traditional term for solicitors. Head to location 2, Bridge Street. Bridge Street, location 2 on the map, crosses the Powmillan Burn via the Victoria Bridge, built in 1860. The site of Creative Strahaven is where Strahaven's fire pump was stored, to be hauled out by vehicle in times of need. The Tal on the right, a former Edwardian dance hall, resembles a steamship floating on water. As the Cabin Tea Room, it was a popular venue for wedding receptions in the 50s and 60s. As a filming location, it featured in the BBC drama series Tutti Frutti, starring Robbie Coltrane and Emma Thompson. Turn around to view across Allison Green, 28 on the map, and the Powmillan Burn to the former East Church, 30 on the map, now a residential property. Continue to Alexander Taylor Bakers on the left, the oldest bakers in Scotland, established in 1820. Pass the Bewbacket Brig, 3, on the right, to reach location 4. You'll find yourself standing in front of the historic Strahaven Castle. The castle's constructor is unknown, but it was owned by a number of landholding families over the centuries. Its last resident, Anne, Duchess of Hamilton, died in 1716, after which time the castle was left to ruin. Here, the Powmillan Burn met with hard basalt rock. The castle is sited on a virtual island. The hard edge of basalt rock formed a series of waterfalls, perfect for a mill. The town mill, 5 on the map, once the largest corn and flour mill in the parish, closed in 1966 and is now a heritage and art centre. Head down the sloping lane between the mill and castle. Follow the path behind the castle to reach location 6. The path behind the castle brings you to the Old Cross. This was the ancient heart of Strahaven. Look across Kirk Street to a narrow lane, Main Street, once called Wide Close. News was once read to villagers from the windows of the building at the head of Wide and Straight Closes. Visit our John Hastie Museum at the bottom of Todshill Street before you leave this location, number 7 on the map. We are open on a Friday and Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 1:30 to 4. We'd love to see you. After visiting our museum, use the pedestrian crossing at the road end to return to Bridge Street and turn into Castle Street. As the road bends left, you're walking through one of the oldest parts of Strahaven, named Sandnow. The big iron gates mark the former entrance to Strahan's oldest graveyard, 8 on the map. You are standing at the former entrance to Strahan's oldest graveyard, opened in 1659, although legend has it that it has been a burial ground for over 900 years. Adjacent was the site of St Mary's Chapel, the earliest known church, established circa 1001. Cottages once lined both sides of the road, alongside a jail, also once used as a school, and the Claverhouse Inn. Most buildings were originally thatched and demolished during the last century. Continue walking. A recess in the graveyard's high stone wall shelters a monument, location 9, marking the site of the home of Radical James Purley Wilson, a much respected Strahan man executed in 1820 for his political opinions. He and other radicals took up weapons to protest at the corn laws that had driven up the cost of food. These laws had caused great hardship amongst the Strahan weavers. He was arrested, charged, found guilty of high treason, and hanged at Glasgow Green. His body was dug up and brought back to Strahan. A headstone in the cemetery marks his burial plot. At Pathfoot, climb the steep path to the Strahan Cemetery, location 10. Take a deep breath and climb Kirk Hill, the stairway to Strahan's War Memorial, 11. Founded just after World War I, with a later addition for those who fell during World War II. At the summit of Kirk Hill, the finest viewpoint in Strahan, can you spot Tinto Hill, some 20 miles east in Upper Clydesdale? Below, Strahan Castle, 4 on the map. Strahan Town Mill, 5. The spires of Avondale Parish Church, 24, of the former East Church, 30, and Trinity Church, 32. Strahan Academy, 33. You may even be able to see the dramatic outline of Loudoun Hill, a volcanic plug formed in an eruption some 500 million years ago. Kirk Hill was built up over many centuries. A story that it was a military development to enable troops to bombard the castle lacks evidence. It's clear, however, that the shape of the hill was altered long ago. Join North Street again. Head over the rise to meet Commercial Road. The handsome stone house, location 12, at the corner of Overton Road wasn't always there. It was moved and reassembled from another part of town. The date on the gable end reveals when the building, formerly the Commercial Inn and Royal Bank of Scotland, was removed from the centre of Common Green after a new bank was built. There is an option to extend your walk further along Commercial Road, into Glasford Road, the blue dashed route, to former weaving village Flemington, location 13. The old weavers' cottages are little changed externally since they were built in the late 18th century. Long before Strahan became a very busy weaving town with industrial weaving factories, weavers worked their looms in their own homes. Flemington was also the site of the terminus of the first railway to Strahan. The station, with its passenger and goods facilities, lay behind the weavers' cottages. Head back to the old stone house at location 12. Continue down Commercial Road to the traffic lights at the junction with Glasgow Road. Turn right onto Glasgow Road and cross to observe the front gardens of the weavers' cottages ahead, where the mill lade used to flow. This row was once known as Poverty Row. Strahan's weaving industry grew in the late 18th century and early 19th century, with weavers becoming employees of mills and working on larger looms in industrial settings. Kilwardia Mill, 14 on the map, in Chapel Road, was one of the town's major factories built in 1888. It closed in 1974 and, while its big chimney is gone, some parts remain today. Return to Glasgow Road and enter the award-winning Strahan Park at the far end of Holme Street. The George Allen Park with the Barry Shelter, cafe and toilets, Boating Pond, location 15, famous miniature railway at 16, running since 1949, and an ornate cast iron bandstand, 17, installed in 1902. The John Hastie Park, location 18, with bowling, tennis and football pitches and beautiful flower beds. The park is a venue for many Strathaven events throughout the year, such as Scotland's earliest hot air balloon festival and the annual Strathaven Gala Day. Take some time to have a look around our beautiful park before heading to the exit in the John Hastie Park 18. As you head to the exit on the other side of the John Hastie Park and into Lytham Road, look across to the War Memorial, 11, up on Kirk Hill. At the junction with Townhead Street, the Weaver's Inn on the left, location 19, was formerly the Crown Hotel. Walk up Townhead Street to the Buck's Head Hotel, 20 on the map. This was an old coaching inn. Note the name above the door in the glass panel. Robert Hamilton owned a number of drinking establishments in the town from 1883. After his death in 1913, his wife became proprietor, M. H. Hamilton, until after 1920. Perhaps the name changed back to Robert Hamilton because their son, also Robert, took over after Mary's death. Can you guess which buildings in this street may have been the old post office and Ritz Cinema? Once you have located the former post office and cinema buildings, continue to the junction with Thompson Street, location 21. Stop here to rest on the bench outside the West Church, location 21. At the height of the weaving industry in Strathaven, this was the location for discussion and debate among the weavers, who gathered here during their lunch hours. These meetings became known as the Weavers' Parliament. Here, you have the option to take a shortcut, the blue dashed route, to Kirk Street, location 25. Otherwise, continue to Colin Hill Road to take a look at the old Cross Hill School, at 22. The headmaster's house was the central part of the building, which was used from 1851 to 1904, when the new Strathaven Academy opened. It was later used as a primary school as part of the academy. It has a small tower on top, but something's missing. What do you think used to hang there? Turning into Kirk Street, the path through the grassy area is known as Lover's Lane, location 23. This was once part of the cattle market until it was relocated to where Sainsbury's is now. Now we are heading to location 24. If you've taken the shortcut, we are almost back with you. Avondale Parish Church, 24 on the map, was built in 1772 to replace the medieval St Mary's Chapel. Do you remember the name of this street? Many old place names tell stories about life long ago. The Scout and Guide Centre, location 25. Look carefully at the stone wording on the front of the building. Before it became our Scout and Guide Centre, what was the purpose of this building? The house at the corner of Station Road used to be Strathaven's Police Station, 26 on the map. On the opposite corner, the former site of the Union Bank. Station Road? What do you think was once on this street and the main way in which people used to travel to and from the town? Strathaven Central and Strathaven North stations were opened in 1904, closer to the town centre than the 1860s Flemington terminus. Strathaven North closed in 1945, and in October 1965, the last passenger train ran out of Strathaven Central. We reach Wellbrae on the left. This was likely the site of a public well. In fact, a good number of houses in Townhead Street, Kirk Street and Thompson Street had wells in their rear gardens. Opposite, at location 27, you'll see the former Sun Hotel, now residential property. The lower two buildings, early 19th century Georgian, display a medallion in the tympanum below the chimney stack, as seen on other buildings around the town. head back to the Old Cross, location 6. You have options to return to the Common Green and finish the trail. Option A, turn left down Main Street, the blue dashed route. Or option B, continue downhill to cross the Boo back at Brigth, location 3, and walk up the shopping area of Waterside Street. From Waterside Street, you can visit Alison Green, location 28. Let's head there now. This large green space in the centre of town was once the washing and bleaching green, established in 1775 by the combined societies of masons, shoemakers, weavers, and tailors. It was named after George Alison, who purchased and presented the land to the town in 1890. Have a look for the steps created for access to the burn. Before leaving Waterside Street, visit the ward, location 29, and look for the old stone cottage on the left. This is a beaming shed. Find out what happened here. There is an information plaque on the wall. From Waterside Street, turn left into Green Street. The former East Church is on your left, location 30. It was consecrated as a relief church in 1777 for Avondale Parish Church, 24, where the congregation was overflowing. Worship here ended only recently. The building is now residential, as is the building on the opposite side of the street, the most recent former police station. Continue walking along Green Street. Cross Walker's Bridge, 31, a substantial two-arch masonry bridge built over the Powmillan Burn around 1790 and widened in 1880. Turn left at the traffic lights to re-enter the Common Green. As you reach the end of the Strathaven Heritage Trail, we hope you leave with a deeper appreciation for the town's rich history and enduring charm. Thank you for joining us on this journey through time, and we encourage you to return and discover even more of what makes Strathaven so special.